what the health experts recommend us?
At once we will die without. Without water, we can maintain our life one day, 2 days. But by without air, at once. Then?
Then we are all trying to...
Why we want food? Air and water and all other things. Because our body is composed by these five elements, so we need. In this body also, earth is more. So the things coming from earth are more essential. The food coming from earth. And we are seeing it. We don't see air. But it is needed more. So without these five, our body cannot be maintained. But even we should see there is something else than in five elements, love and affection. It is not matter. And our body, myself, Swarup, is made up by love. Why? Because Krishna is embodiment of prema. He is rasa. No? Rasa Swarup. Radhika is more rasa Swarup. Mahabhava Swarup. This is perhaps most highest topic of love and affection. So embodiment of Radhika is love. The embodiment body of Krishna is of rasa, prema. And we are part and parcel of Krishna and Radha. So also our Swarup is what? Particle love. So without our five elements we can live. This body will not live, but we can live. But we cannot live without love and affection. Understand this philosophy? So, where to attend this love? So, now we require money. By money we can take food. By money we can have this fan and air, light, everything we can make. So we need this. But by the wealth, we cannot attain a much little part of love and affection by the whole wealth of whole world. We cannot. And most essential is what? Love. Because we are made of love. We are part and parcel of love. Whole love is Krishna and Radha. No? So without love we cannot maintain our Swarup Atma. So all these are ordinary things. No. Love is most essential thing for us. Where to have? Where it is found? Where it will be attained? Any market in Malaysia or where it will be? In America? In Russia, China? Where? India? Yes, it can be. But in what shop? Vegetables or golden shop? A person who has anyhow attained this love and affection, in his shop he has kept it. we can reach to that shop and that shopkeeper. Only shop will not give. Krishna is shop, Radha is shop. They cannot give. Who will give? Shopkeeper. Who are shopkeepers? Gurudev, not all Gurudev, bogus Gurudev. Only authentic, really who possesses this love and affection in his soul, in his heart. If you need a good fan, where you will go? In vegetable market? Where? And you will see that which is the finest shop who can have very high class of fan. Also you will see that fan should be very high class of, but price some low. No? If we can go to any shopkeeper in a very good shop where prem is achieved, then it may be that shopkeeper should be merciful too, because he is so much wealthy. And if he will see that he wants it, and he wants to extend so much, and he is sincere, no hypocrisy, really he wants. And if I will not give him, then he may die. So what should be? First will tell that I will do some concession. But he will tell that, Prabhu, I have nothing to pay. Then what he will do? Acha, come on, come on. And he can give. So I think not in all shops this pure love and affection can be achieved. We should try to know that where to go. And we should discover that really we should go to that shopkeeper. He has surely that thing, and he will give, he should be merciful. Because I have known so much wealth. What is? Wealth means here, love and affection are qualified. But yet, so we should try, what? To pay Krishna, oh Krishna, please help me. We know that you are Gurudev also. You are shop and shopkeeper both. And in shop what is found? Love and affection. Also you are same. You are three things. What? Shop, shopkeeper and everything. You are Guru. You are Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are Upasya. And even like a Guru Jagat Guru, you can manage all these things. Without this, my life is in vain. And if he has any one idea, then Krishna will surely help. Anything new? Same thing. This all may be new. You should give my this presentation to Bejarwala. No? Understand? Little? You? Yes. Then why unhappy? any disciple, my disciple, if he will be unhappy, then I will give a slap, very big slap, like thunderbolt. How precious thing I am giving to you. Like mother gives milk, but infant bird never thinks that, oh, precious things I am taking. And if mother will, it will some late or anything, then he will be angry to mother. And he will tell that, I will not take my milk. Understand this? Because he is ignorant. Gaur Pramanande. Good thing. I think that any future devotee going everywhere with me, they should realize that in Jain we are not what? Traveling. Something daily, something received. And they should be happy. And they should be indebted for whole life, not only whole life, eternal life. This is the thing Gurudev can give. Anyone cannot give. Sometimes we quarrel ourselves and lose those things. Don't do. We can sacrifice all these things. Water, air, food, all things, five things, only for this. We have come to this world only for this, nothing else. It is so essential. Something understanding? Something? Yes. What is it? You are murk. And one murk is also with you. Then murkha and murkha will be more in, plus, minus, minus, plus. So murkha and murkha will be intelligent. No harm.
Thank you. already from a fig block. They don't see them. They eat and follow man. Suppose noise, super, bad. Second reason, what? In a house, in the town, going to Ramura, they'll come quickly running and get there. To be a bat. Then no tax from government or anywhere. You can chant very easily, very simply.
And in this, I was today to explain about Guru, Guru Shiva. But before this, I have to say something. In very brief, that a reporter came in morning. What is your mission to come in this different country? What is different from the other religions here, Gundamon? I told him that God is one without second. He told me. I told him that if there are so many religions and if there are so many gods, then they must have quarreled themselves. If there are so many gods. But from the ancient history and epics, Bible, or other gods. We see that there is no quarrel between so many gods, if gods are so many. Never any war, as in this world, so many great wars are going on, but never the war. I think there are so many reasons. I think Also there are so many gods, no one. Amen? But it is true that God is one without second. Also this is true. And there are so many gods, this theory is also included in that. How? Why they were not quarreling and yet they are not quarreling? I think the reason may be that because except Krishna, all are separate, without hands and feet. They are separate, powerless. There are no hands to struggle and avoid, to fire themselves. Only Krishna, the Supreme Personality, has hands, mouth and face and everything. So, they could not quarrel with Krishna because they were separate. They cannot took any weapon or any atom bomb or anything. Also, they have no power to create bombs and anything. This is reason. Or, one thing it may be that Supreme Personality of God is this one. Sometimes, He comes in this world, in power. Sometimes He may send His representatives. Like, you have heard that Muhammad was a pet messenger of the Prophet. Also, he is a son of God Himself. Like Nrisimhadev, like Ramachandra, sometimes he sends his parts, like Ram, Nrisimhadev, sometimes his other manifestations. So, we see that all are one. God, Khuda, are all manifestations of Krishna, are all Supreme Personality of God. Actually, one Tattva. There are not so many. So, this first personality of Godhead comes in so many shapes for the benefit of this whole world. To save this world, to support and nourish, and to bring them in proper line of love and affection. So that all can easily realize their own swarup. Swarup means identity and form. We should know it very clearly that we are not this, this material body. We cannot take any part, any thing from this body when we die. We have to keep this body, also this mind. So, but we are struggling all the time. Okay. They give up that marriage. Wife or husband. Again, a remarriage. But never a they are not happy. We are collecting all these things for till we become old. This would be happy in our old age because we have collected so many things. But see that in old age we become full of things. We cannot walk. Hair become white. There are no seats now. And we cannot walk. And one day, getting up all things, this body and everything. We don't know where we go, the soul. So great personality, like Acharyas, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, our Guru Dev, before that, the Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna himself, in the easy way, how they can realize their soul. And Krishna, he is so merciful. So in Krishna, I can tell that if you will remember me and pray me by chanting Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. You can easily overcome the lake and bathtubs and suffering of this world. And a real pure devotion and love for Godhead will come, and then you will be qualified to be a mission for making whole world happiness. This was the mission of our whole Acharya and Srila Bhaktivedanta. My mission is the same. But how we can have this? Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the Guru, he has told us, Guru Goshtriya Nayaka. I want to explain one word, Guru. Who is Guru? Who is the spiritual master who has realized? Who is he? What is soul? And where realized? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has also realized the relation between them, that is love and affection. And by God, this, he has been renounced. Has no attachment, but any worldly attachment at all. He can play a role of householder, no harm. Like Jana and like all other Vrajavasis. But then, they are really good. So in all epics, it has been given the puncture, the lesson, symptom of Guru. So here, he is telling me, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, about Sadguru. I am going to give some examples for you. Perhaps you have heard Mahabharata story, or seen in video telling you. There was a boy whose name was Ekalavya, who went to Dronacharya, the preceptor of Pandavas and all. He was very expert in all kinds of knowledge, especially in Acharya. But also a very knowledgeable person. He has so much knowledge, spiritual knowledge. But he was especially so much expert in Acharya. Shaklaka went to him and prayed that, "I want to learn Acharya from you. Please give me that. Since you told me, I cannot give this knowledge to you. Why?" He did not tell him the reason, but in his mind he thought that he is a very low class of person and he is not a good person. He is a very bad class of person, and if I am giving this knowledge to him, he will ruin this whole world. He had no so much. He has no good qualities. He will ruin this whole world. So he rejected him. But he went in the forest and made a murti, a statue of his Dronacharya, and began to learn archery. And in few days, become very expert. One day, Dronacharya went to this forest with his expert disciples like Arjuna and all others. He went in the same forest. That was a dog with him. Anyhow, he heard any voice and he began to bark. It was a very wonderful thing that in the second day off, the dog was not barking. Why? Because his mouth was full of so many arrows at the time. And he could not stop. All the time. Oh, very expert person. Who is he? Then they went there and thought, oh, there is a very young jewel, young slave, but very old and very expert in everything. Dronacharya, who are you? My name is Aklar. What are you doing? I'm learning archery from you. Who is Guru? You are my guru. Your statue is my guru. Oh, and now you have a very expert in this archery. But you have not given me dakshina. Dakshina is contribution. No. That is called only dakshina. You have not given anything. So you must pay something. Oh, I can pay you as you like. What you say, I will pay you. Oh, then you should give your right hand to thumb. Oh, what is to? This thumb? Any item to be sold and cut off him. Come and give it to him. And taking some and in the return, which is all excellent. Some told that is a very high level of devotee and decent. But Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, told that he was not a pure disciple. It seems that he was, from the eyes of worldly wise, that he was a pure devotee. He can give anything, this neck also. But actually he was not a pure devotee, not even a devotee. Not he was a third class bogus devotee also. He was out of it. He was a demon. To control, and to defeat and to kill Arjuna and all others, he wanted to learn the archery. And at last we see in his life career Krishna took his Sudarshan and killed him. Why? He began to fight with Krishna, the supreme personality of God. And he wanted to kill all devotees in the whole world. So Krishna at once took his Sudarshan chakra and murdered him. So if he was any very bona fide devotee and disciple, Krishna has never killed him. But now I see so many gurus have kept their disciples' name Ekalapa, and they are very unexplored. Yes or no? We are not going to be a disciple like this. This will try to follow the words and orders of our Gurudev to fulfill his inner mood, then we can be disciples. What Guru wants? That is love and do service of Krishna. They want to offer in the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the actual symptom of any Gurudev. He wants to be to now, if he can come in the AP case, YD case, we had here, there was a disciple named Aruni. Aruni, yeah. He came to his Gurudev to learn Brahma Vidya, knowledge of Brahma, Brahma Jnana. He offered himself in the lotus feet of Gurudev. He told Gurudev order that he used to stay for 25 years in my ashram and shut my family. He began to do like this. One day there was a very rainy day. So the rain was going on and it was very cold day. He told his disciples that in the midnight, that at once you should go to my farm. Heavy rain is coming. I think the wall paddy fields and to stop water, perhaps it has been broken. So you should go and make it again, so that water should not go anywhere. To stop water. Many times off, without any but objection, without in the cold night, in rain, and he went there. And he began to collect some mud and to make, rebuild the wall. But he fell. It was also so cold that he body was becoming like snow for that. But yet, he has to follow the Guru order. At last, he slept there. And like a wall there, where that was broken. And he kicked the wall. And thus it became one. He did not return to his guru home. All were one where he had been. In the morning, in the dawn, there was some darkness. And his guru there took hurricane, a lamp, and went there. Oh, Arvind, where you are. He was about to faint his vision. But anyhow, in a very limp voice he told, Gurudev, I am here. What are you doing? I am slipping him and lying down to protect the water, not to go out. Oh, come on. Anyhow, he picked up and embraced and told, I have never seen a disciple like you. Well, okay. Now you are one of us. To have Brahma Jnana from the Desh knowledge, supreme knowledge from and that suddenly kept his hand on the head of that disciple and received all the realized all kinds of Brahma jnana. He began to see everywhere Brahma. And in Brahma, this was certainly a very pure. But he received only Brahma jnana. He was not perfect. Also we see here, there was one more disciple, and his name was Kopamanyu, was first class of disciple. He also went to his Gurudev Bhamyarishi that I want to have Brahma Jnana, this very supreme knowledge. So I want things from you. I know that if anyone has this knowledge, perfect knowledge, he will be a perfect soul and he will realize his soul. And thus he will overcome from the days, births and sorrows and everything, all worldly calamities. Very easily. He will never cry, he will never say birth. His Gurudev also told him. Be established in mind. This atman, and you should grain my whole cowl everywhere. Understand? He ordered to graze his cows and to protect and to subject his cows. He began to do this. One day he told that my dear disciple, I see that you are terrified. But you stay in my ashram. I don't give you anything to eat. But I see that you are terrified. But how will you? He told them, I raise your cow. And sometimes when I am hungry, I take the milk of cow. Oh, you should not say this. Never, never, never. You should not do that. You have to go and start the cow. He went again and after some days, he called his disciple. Oh, I told him not to take milk from the cow, but yet he was fighting some and very healthy, wealthy. How? He told the Gurudev, when the cow after grazing their teeth very patiently, they chow, they chew, and some milk or some foam comes in their mouth. I used to take from all cows something, collect and take it. Then he said, oh, you are not doing well. You are not obeying. You should not take also this. But you have to search. Go and search the cow and keep my orders, obey my orders. He went after 1 month, he again called that boss, the chef, and told, oh, yet I'm finished. What you are doing? You are still healthy? What you are doing? How you are doing? He told any reply, but Gurudev told, you should not take anything from cows and serve. And after some days he came and returned. He called that sister, disciple, and he came totally blind. See, all, my dear disciple, how he became blind? He told that Gurudev, you told not to take the foam of cows, not the milk of cows, even anything from cows. So I took a kind of plant, and that plant has some in his lips, some light meaning. But it is poison, very big poison. And it is called the Atman in India. Also, I have seen so many plants here. If you practice lips, you'll see that milk is coming. So I was doing like so.